Does God care about me? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19 say, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Does God care about you? Is He interested in the everyday details of your life? That decision you're trying to make right now, does it matter to Him? Yes, yes, and most certainly yes. Sometimes it's easy to wonder if God really cares about us and all the many struggles we seem to deal with on a constant basis. Here are some of the things rolling through the few brain cells I have left. How do I keep the balance between the many hats I wear? How can I be a taxi driver, mom, author, speaker, romancer of my husband, cook, maid, home organizer, exercise girl, family historian, friend, and a sane woman all at the same time? Am I the woman God wants me to be? Am I pleasing Him? I can only please God and fulfill my many roles by living a life of complete dependence on Him. By bringing these verses to my mind often, I find wonderful peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7 say, The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Where this peace starts to slip is when I try to figure God out. I try to reason my way into the peace rather than praying and making the choice to stop all my toil and wondering and leave them in God's hands. Accept each step God puts before me as my temporary assignment. Fulfill that part of it and leave the rest with Him. Just yesterday, God showed me this truth lived out in such a powerful way. We had a little bird fly into one of the windows in our house. He fell to the ground below, unable to move and barely able to chirp. Our two youngest daughters, Brooke and Ashley, saw what happened and were so upset for the precious little bird. They came bounding into my bedroom right in the middle of a much-needed and much-desired nap. Though I felt as much compassion as my sleepy heart could muster up, I did not want to get out of bed. So I whispered to them that they could give the bird some cracker crumbs, drops of water, and pray over him until Mommy finished her nap. Now, I fully intended to get up shortly thereafter and go help God help the birdie fly away so my daughter's prayers could be answered. Isn't it funny how we moms sometimes think we have to help God? It's as if we say, God, I do trust you, but just in case you are too busy today, I'm going to fill in your gaps. Or out of a sincere desire for what we think is best for our child, we say, God, I really know this child and have a keen insight into the situation. So bless my efforts as I step in and fix a few things. We say we trust God with our kids, but do we really? The girls went outside, put gloves on, and stroked the bird while telling it that everything would be all right. They also put out cracker crumbs and water and then prayed over the bird. Little Brooke's prayers must have taken longer than what Ashley had patience for because Brooke was left alone with the bird for an extended period of time. Brooke loves to pray, so her prayers were very bold over this hurting bird. About an hour later,